Raw Health Radio.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Raw Health Radio. Today is the Detox Show. We're doing Detox 101 with Amy Valpone, editor-in-chief of The Healthy Apple, author, cookbook author, detox expert, and one of those health people who's found her education by actually going out there and doing things herself, which is something that I absolutely love. I think most people that I talk to on this show have their own health story, but we'll get into Amy's in a second. So, Amy, how are you going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to hear what you've got to share because talking off air, it sounds like you've got a lot of interesting thoughts on this detox topic. Now, why don't we start out with your story because you've got a very interesting one. What happened to you?
Let's see, we'll start. I mean, the entire story is hours long, but to give you the quick background, in my 20s, I live in Manhattan, New York City. In my 20s, I was working at, you know, Vogue magazine, and my legs started just swelling up and retaining water, and they rushed me to the hospital and pretty much told me that my white blood cells were chronically low. I think they were like 0.5, which they should be like 4.0, and that I had leukemia. And they literally bent me over within like 5 minutes to give me a bone marrow biopsy. And that changed my entire life in the last 10 years. Then for the next, I guess, 8 years, I spent at Mayo Clinic, another bone marrow biopsy, living at a cancer hospital, getting 20 vials of blood a week, seeing over 500 doctors, and going on steroids, painkillers, water pills. And one day I ended up on disability, was given 24 hours to live with C. diff colitis. And I said, I can't do this anymore. And went back to school, got my degree in integrative medicine and started to understand what's going on with my body and understand detox. Because I thought detox was what every magazine calls detox, right? Like going on a juice fast. I never realized it was about getting the bad stuff out of your body and putting the good stuff in. So that's kind of how all of this started.
Did you say 500 doctors?
Yeah.
Where was the point for you where you thought, you know what, I don't think any of these people kind of really get what's going on here? Was there like a particular number that you got to?
You know, after a week at Mayo Clinic, I think I saw over like 100 and something people at Mayo Clinic, and I had teams working on me at a hospital in Philadelphia. I don't even know. I think I realize now that I'm coming out of this whole illness. I mean, I'm right at the very end. I'm still coming out of the Lyme disease treatment and all that. So, you know, I still have some puffiness to my face and my body, and my body's still recuperating. But it really didn't hit me until I was the very end of all of this. And I started to look even into more of like spiritual work and really understanding kind of what was going on inside my mind. I feel like I was just numb for 10 years, trying like going doctor to doctor. And even when I was working with integrative medical doctors, there was a point I was taking 100 supplements a day. And it was just, I was like, what am I doing? Like, no one knows anything is interacting with each other. And every doctor I've worked with in integrative medicine has been incredible. They taught me all so much, but I've learned that you really have to put a team together. And like right now I have a team of, I would say, 9 doctors that if something's wrong with my thyroid, I go to this one. If it's a gut issue, I go to this one. If it's, you know, something else, then polycystic ovarian syndrome or my Lyme disease, you know, the different things, I've learned that you really have to create a team for yourself because every doctor, you know, aside from Western medicine, once I gave up on Western medicine and drugs, I've learned, you know, I just wanted to work with one doctor and have them heal me on everything, but you know, everything, my whole body started to shut down from the Lyme disease and who knows what came first. Heavy metal toxicity, mold, you know, all of these crazy things. And all of a sudden I was like, wait a minute, where did all of this even come from? What was the chicken and what was the egg? Yeah, I mean, if you could look at the amount of books that I have in my apartment and the research I've done, it's just kind of, I don't know where the past 10 years have gone. So I think there was a point that I just kind of woke up and said, this is crazy and I'm going to figure this out myself.
Fascinating. That's amazing. Now, the one thing that you said you wanted to come on and talk to everyone who's listening about was detoxing. And before the show, you said you wanted to talk about what detoxing is and what it definitely isn't. Now, if you're in Australia and you listen to the radio a little bit or you watch TV, you might think detoxing is, oh, I stop eating for a little while, maybe I'll drink some lemon juice, or I'll have this little fibery shake thing that I can just put in a glass of water, stir it up and drink that, and then that's my detox. Why is that not detoxing?
So, you know, when I started out detox, like I said, I mean, I worked in the fashion industry. I looked at I read every magazine, and they all talk about, like, you know, detox this, detox that, and, you know, they think of a detox as like a juice cleanse or something like that, and you can't detox in a day. Right? Detox is like the lifestyle. It's removing toxins from your life, and this is why I'm writing my book, which I was telling you about, you know, comes out in March of 2016, and it's really about how to detox your cleaning supplies, your beauty products, and your food, because detox is more than just about cleaning up your life. So really, there's one thing that really struck me that I didn't notice and no doctor talked to me about, and I had to learn by reading a bunch of detox books and medical books, is that there's toxins in everything, right? We can't ignore toxins, and no one can live in a bubble. But we're exposed to toxins every day in our tap water, in our food, in our beauty products, in our sunscreen, in our chapstick, in our cleaning supplies. And I never had any idea about any of this. So no one ever educated me that, you know, the conventional cleaner that you're using to clean your bathroom is full of chemicals and your skin's your biggest organ, so it's all going through your skin. Or that, you know, when you're taking a shower and it's your tap water, you know, your skin's your biggest organ. So the tap water, you know, full of chlorine is like, you know, getting in and affecting your thyroid health, affecting your gut health. And a light bulb went on, and I had to really throw everything out of my apartment, from my sheets to my towels and food and beauty supplies and personal care products and cleaning products, and start to go organic. And I never even understood what organic was. I was like, why do all these people eat organic? Like, their lettuce looks just like mine. Why is it $10 more? And then all of a sudden, a light bulb went off like 4 years ago. And I was like, oh my gosh, I get it. Like, non-organic means they're spraying like pesticides and herbicides and all of these chemicals, really like taking, like, you know, like a bleach or something, putting it on your vegetables, you know, so bugs don't grow on it, or shooting up animals with antibiotics and growth hormones, and then we're eating it. And it, like, people could tell, it's like, you know, they say, what is it, when the student is ready, I mean, people were like, do meditation, do yoga, eat organic, you should do Reiki, and I was like, okay, like, I just want my answers, I want my supplements, I just want to get better. And it wasn't until I started to get quiet with myself and to realize, oh my gosh, like, what am I doing? But it took me forever for the light bulb to actually go on. And I think that's such a huge part. I think we can be told till, you know, we're blue in the face, you know, do this, do that. But until things click, you're not really going to make any changes.
You are speaking my language so much right now, because I remember when I was a trainer, I used to hear all these things, like all these really good trainers who I respected and look up to would say, eat organic, make sure your clients are eating organic and all this kind of stuff. And it took me years to figure it out and actually start doing it. And I look back, I'm like, why don't I just shut up and do it? I don't get it.
Well, I think I was never educated on it. Like, I was always like, why? Like, that apple looks like my apple. Like, why is that $3 more? No one explained to me. Same with, like, cleaning products. Like, when I worked in magazines, like, we used to clean our desks with, like, Windex and Clorox bleach. And I would touch it and put my food on it. And I'm like, wait a minute. Oh, my gosh. That was getting into my skin. And it's just, like, I think – and then that's detox, right? So detox is eating organic. It's sleeping as much – sleeping at least eight hours a night. It is, you know, not using tap water and filtering your water. It's cleaning your using different like natural cleaning supplies, like, you know, distilled white vinegar and lemon juice, and getting your beauty products, even things like that men use every day, like toothpaste and mouthwash that's filled with all these dyes. And I mean, again, you can go crazy and it's so overwhelming, which is why in my book I'm really like, it's taken me 5 years to detox my entire life, and it's expensive. Like, it's not cheap, and I live in New York City, so it's like, you know, $10,000 for a little meatball over here. But it's like, you know, it's a lifestyle. And I had to tell myself, we're going to make other changes, and our number one priority is our health. So, you know, we really have to focus on getting yourself better, because we're clearly not getting somewhere. And I had to also say, like, how did all this happen to me? Like, I was a healthy child and a healthy person. I mean, I was on antibiotics every time I was sick, though, as a kid. But how did all of this just happen to me, right? So I had to start to think about, like, toxicity. And that, detox is about getting the toxins out, especially when I had Lyme disease. Your detox from Lyme disease is getting the bad bugs, like the Lyme bugs, out of your body. So, yeah, I think it's I have an infrared sauna in my apartment. That's a form of detox. I do skin brushing, something we talked about earlier, organic coffee enemas. I mean, I don't want to get too much into medical terms, but there's a thing called biofilm that forms around, it's in our bodies, which is why a lot of people get false negatives for Lyme disease or parasites. These things are stuck in the biofilm and they're not picked up during testing. So, when you're excreting the biofilm, which is kind of like jellyfish, and you're experiencing die-off from killing a lot of the candida and the Lyme disease, you need something, you need like a sauna or, an organic coffee enema, something to help you detox.
Gotcha. We'll get.
Yeah, I know that's a really long explanation.
That's cool. We'll get into the how-to in a second. But the way that I would describe detoxing to my clients is that it's kind of the exact opposite of like going to drug rehab or something like that, which is just a short-term program. You go in and you fix things up and then you go back to living in your life the way that you were before. I would describe it as being more like, imagine your body's like a bathtub and there's a tap that's running all the time, and that tap is the amount of toxins that are coming in. And the plug's always taken out. So the water's always going down the drain, and that's like toxins going out. And I always talk to my clients as detoxing as being like a process of trying to turn down the tap that's bringing water in and unclog the drain that's letting all the water get out. What are your thoughts on that? Is that how you would describe or how you would recommend someone do it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's about getting the bad stuff out. So, whether it's everything accumulates in your liver, right? So really helping your liver get rid of a lot of these toxins, and your skin too, which is why Epsom salt baths are amazing. So that's why, like, when I'm getting really bad die-off from detoxing from candida or Lyme or something, getting in my infrared sauna for a half an hour, all of a sudden, it's like I'm the new person. My migraine lifts, I'm like alive. Same thing with an Epsom salt bath. Next, my doctor once told me that, do a detox bath, sit in Epsom salt with some peroxide and baking soda. And I use that with all my clients now, because it right away, once I got out of that, after sitting there for a half an hour, I was like, whoa, like I have no headache. So when you notice, I mean, my toxicity is pretty bad. I mean, I don't know anyone that has dealt with kind of the amount of the level of toxicity that I've dealt with, but I never really got any of this until I started to feel like got it, meaning understood it, until I started to feel the effects within 30 minutes. Like I was like, oh my gosh, a sauna, what's that going to do? A bathtub, what's that going to do? A coffee enema? Like, I was like against it for 2 years. I'm like, you want me to do what? Like, I'm a lady. I live in New York City. There is no way. And then you're at this point where you're like in chronic pain on your bathroom floor screaming, crying, and you like surrender and you're like, the doctor doesn't know what to do. And I just connected with other people like you. It's like how we met, like other people who've gone through similar things and were like, this worked for me. You got to do it. And I was like, oh, and then you have to buy a sauna. And you're like, what?
I can't wait to buy a sauna. That's going to be awesome. Now, you touched on some of the ways that we can help get the toxins or the metaphorical bathwater out of the bath through the drain, which was dry brushing, saunas, which I love doing. Steaming is good. Epsom salt baths. What about some of the ways that we can start to turn down that tap so toxins aren't coming in as quickly? And I know that this is along with your philosophy as well, but we could look around and everything in someone's life could be toxic. I mean, just within an arm's reach of me, there's a cup next to me that I drank out of that probably had paint in it. There's probably newspaper print on my hands because I was reading the newspaper before and then I went and ate food. There's about 6 different computer things, like a modem and my computer and a printer and speakers and all that kind of stuff. There's probably stuff coming out of the floor. There's a heater on next to me. How can people start turning down this tap but without freaking out?
I mean, all I can say is if I can do it, anyone can do it. I live alone. I've been doing this for 10 years, and I live in the craziest city in Manhattan in a shoebox. And if I can do it, you can do it. And that's why I wrote my book that's coming out soon to explain to people, like, you can't do everything overnight. going to take time, and it's going to take time to see some results, and not only in your blood work, but in other things. I mean, it wasn't until, 10 years a doctor found candida in me and gave me such an antifungal protocol that killed candida and normalized my thyroid and my liver for 10 years. I mean, if you told a Western medicine doctor that candida was suppressing someone's thyroid, I had hypothyroidism and my liver enzymes were so high, they wanted to do a liver biopsy. If you told a doctor it was from the toxins in candida, they would have laughed at you. Because in Western medicine, if you have candida and it's in your blood, you're dead in an instant, right? So they don't believe in candida. So it's all very, it's very interesting. And eating organic. Eating organic is a form of detox, right? You're not putting toxins into your body. But again, we're not all perfect, and we travel, and we have to live a little bit, and we eat out, and, there's tons of organic here in Manhattan, but, you got to enjoy yourself. You have to enjoy life. I haven't had alcohol in 10 years because my liver enzymes up until 4 months ago were through the roof. I mean, it looked like I was an alcoholic when I hadn't touched any alcohol. And I don't miss it. I'm kind of a ball of energy without it. So, but yeah, it's not just about alcohol or, drugs, things like that. It's a lifestyle approach, and, not an easy thing to do that a lot of my clients, I'm sure yours do, get overwhelmed, and you really just have to sit yourself down. One thing that really helped me, though, is saying no. Like, I think everybody tries to do everything for, meet up with friends and do this and do that, and they feel guilty about not being able to do things, and then they're trying to take care of themselves. And it wasn't until, last year when I was like, I need to start saying no to things because I'm overwhelmed with my work. I work for myself. I pay my own rent and my own health bills, and I quit my corporate job 5 years ago, and, I need to heal myself rather than run around and feel guilty about not doing all these other things. So, living in Manhattan, there's a level of stress that everyone has, but I'm sure everyone's got stress in their life, right?
Absolutely. I read a really good book by a guy called Gary Keller a couple months ago called The One Thing, and on that note of saying no to people, he said you actually need to figure out...
I'm going to write that down, The One Thing.
Yeah, The One Thing. Really good book. And what he said was, instead of saying no to people, pay attention to times in your life when you're saying no to yourself by saying yes to other people. So if I came to you now and said, do you want to go have, well, it's night time for you, but if I said, do you want to go and have a long lunch and a couple of wines or whatever, and you said yes, you would be saying yes to me, which is nice, but you'd be saying no to your own health goal. So he said, you need to figure out what exactly it looks like when you say no to yourself.
Gosh, I want to hug you. So it took me, I'm 32 years old now, almost 33. It's taken me, and I'm right? I'm a confident woman. I own my own business. I love my life. I'm really happy. I live a very simple life. So I didn't understand that I didn't really have self-love, right? And until I had to start teaching myself, I love my life. I'm happy, yada, yada, even though I'm going through chronic illness. I never did the work on myself to figure out the airplanes tell you put your own oxygen mask on first and then help somebody else. I was putting on everybody else's oxygen mask to make everybody else happy and make everyone else like me. And I was like, wait a minute, if I'm not healthy, I can't do this, right? So I think that was really hard for me, and I'm sure hard for you too, right? We're happy people. We want to make other people happy. And yeah, you have to totally say no and no.
Yeah, it's a difficult one, but with practice, it gets easier. Now, why don't we talk about some of the signs and symptoms that people might be experiencing that could indicate their lifestyle is overly full of toxins and they need to kind of do a bit of a spring clean on themselves there.
Right. So, toxicity could be, I had joint pain. When I would go for long walks, my knees would bother me, but I was a heavy-duty athlete in college, so I thought it was from lacrosse and soccer injuries. My muscles would get really tight and hurt. Like, it would feel like I ran a marathon, but I used to go to the gym every day. And then when I got Lyme disease, I stopped going on long walks. I stopped going to the gym, and I still had muscle pain and joint pain. Then I went through 2 years of IV chelation to get a lot of my heavy metals out, and, I felt so much better. It could be anything from asthma to eczema to arthritis. All of that stems from leaky gut. When your food gets out of your gut barrier and goes into your bloodstream and creates inflammation. So a lot of people don't realize, eczema, arthritis, these little things really an unhealthy gut and trying to, you know, rebuild the walls of your gut and strengthen, you know, your immune system. We now know almost 80% of the immune system is in the gut. So if you don't have a healthy gut, you know, you're going to have something like arthritis or, you know, some other kind of, it is really all a form of toxicity. But, you know, Western medicine doesn't believe it's toxic. You know, they don't understand toxicity, which is not their fault. I mean, Western medicine's amazing. You have a broken leg, you have a heart attack, amazing. But, you know, their model is, you know, trying to put a, you know, putting a Band-Aid on it, like with a drug or something like that. I mean, Western medicine totally, I mean, when I needed morphine and when I needed steroids, you know, they saved my life. And that's what I think is really important. You know, some of these things are needed for people in chronic situations, but, you know, they're not, there's a reason, you shouldn't be on them for a span of time. You need to get to the, you need to try to get to the root cause of the problem.
I think Western medicine is great for when things happen to people, like if you get hit by a bus or you fall off your bike or whatever, but not when things are happening to people, like when you're getting headaches all the time. I don't think that's where Western medicine should shop. But I definitely wouldn't want a homeopath helping me if I'd broken my leg in a bike crash or something like that. Now, what about aging? Because this is something that I hear people say a lot. Why, you know, I might say to them, why do you think your back hurts? Or why do you think you get headaches all the time? Or why do you think your joints hurt? Or something like that. And they'll say, ah, it's just comes as you get older. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, if you look at some of these, I mean, Mark Hyman's one of the greatest integrative medical doctors in the country. You know, you look at some of his blog posts, he says the same thing. Like, everyone's like, oh, it's old age. Like, no. My parents are great examples. They're both, I think, like 65, something like that. And my dad, I mean, his name's Tony Dalpone. He's 100% Italian. He was eating, like, white potatoes, white pasta, cheese, dairy, you know, all this stuff, which is totally fine in moderation. But, like, he was literally exhausted. He had, like, all this excess weight on him. Once I started to put him, like, took him off gluten and dairy and soy is such a huge, like, hormone disruptor, and got him eating organic, I mean, his friends are like, you look like you're 45. I mean, and he's got more energy than I do. I'm like, this is not fair. But, yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know what, until you see it, like, he literally, it was so hard to get him off dairy. He was like, almond milk? What? I mean, you live like 55 years on this stuff. You don't like, you know, he's like, what's the problem with it? So he was so stubborn, and it was so hard to work with my father. But I was like, you have to do this. I need to use you as my model for my book. And I wrote him. He's like about him in my book. I'm like, he's like, he literally was like the pudding on the cup. I was like, this is like, if this works for you, and my mom and a bunch of, you know, I'm sure you see it with your clients too, right?
Absolutely.
But again, there are, you know, I used to get very upset, and I'm sure there's people watching this that would say it's not as easy as that. And I agree, because when I was in chronic pain and I would read articles about, oh, I went off gluten and my life is amazing and I don't know, I can get bloated and I can, and I was like, I've been off gluten for 10 years. I also don't do dairy. I also don't do corn. I also don't do soy. I don't do nightshades. I sleep 12 hours a night. And I'm like, how is it just gluten for them? And now they feel amazing? That's not fair. So everybody is different. And this is something I wrote in my book about also, is like MTHFR, methylation. It's a huge, huge component of detox. If you're not methylating, you're not detoxing. And it's a huge, huge thing that, you know, it's one of why in my book I wrote 3 huge pages on integrative medical testing, like all the testing you should be getting done, heavy metals, mold, MTHFR. Because I wish that I had a list somewhere that someone gave to me like 10 years ago and said, here you go, these are all the tests that you should get. Because I had to figure all this stuff out myself. I mean, my Lyme disease was false negative for 10 years until I researched and found 2 labs in California that test just for Lyme, and they had positive bands on them. And I was like, I was irate. And then I was like, okay, self-love, can't have anger. Right? Like, you're learning, and this is happening. I'm sure you say the same thing, right? This is happening. This is not happening to me. It's happening for me. Someday I would be able to help people. And it was very hard to see that. But, you know, and I'm still, my life is not, you know, perfect. I'm still, you know, every day I have to do detox things, right? It's hard for me to eat out. It's hard for me to, you know, I don't have a normal life, but I do the best I can and put a smile on I mean, happy to just be alive and not in pain, right?
I hear that. On that MTHFR note that you mentioned, I don't produce that, so I don't methylate either. So for me, my life is turned into like a big detox kind of event. But I actually find it makes things a lot easier. It's like if you wanted to go, if you really wanted to go and eat a hamburger, it's kind of difficult to say no to those kind of cravings. But if there's someone standing next to the hamburger saying, hey, I'm going to punch you really hard in the face if you eat this, you're like, oh, well, that's a pretty good reason to not eat it. And if you get a headache that goes for 8 hours, if you go and eat something like bread or whatever, it's actually a lot easier to say no to it. So I feel like I'm cheating, but maybe I'm not. I don't know. So, so what are some of the immediate benefits that people can expect if they start to switch their lifestyle over to a more detox-friendly version of it?
Well, I think, you know, number one is gut health, right? So, like, you're really cleaning up your gut, and now that we realize almost 80% of our immune system's in our gut, I mean, you're really just helping your entire immune system in your body, whether you're getting acclimated, you know, removing, like, I have an air filter, and I have the air filter I have in my apartment, which is has been a huge, huge help for me. Trying to think of everything else I have. I'm like, it's like a gymnasium in here with everything. People come in and they're like, it's like booby traps everywhere. I'm like, oh yeah, that's my sauna. And I sleep on a biomat. Have you heard of a biomat?
Are they those ones where it's just like a mat of metal, like wires, and then it just plugs into the grounding thing in your wall?
It's not metal, but it's, like if you go on my, I think I have a link to one of them on my website. I don't know, but, It heats up. It's like, so it heats you. It's like an infrared sauna, but you're not sweating. It heats up to, so it's like an infrared heater. So I sleep on it every night. I love it because it makes me feel cozy and warm. But yeah, a lot of people with Lyme disease have it. They found it's helpful. But again, everything is different for everybody else, right? I have friends that didn't feel something from the biomat or, you know, didn't have help from a coffee enema or, I mean, it's like with Lyme disease, right? Like, there's some people who are so sick, they're in bed for months. There are some people that are cured within a few weeks. Like, same thing with candida. I mean, my candida lasted like 10 years until one doctor was like, oh my goodness, this is what we need to do. And I had to work with 10 doctors on my candida. I just did a webinar on candida the other day for someone, you know, who has similar series to you, because people don't understand, like, biofilm, like, you have to break through the biofilm to get to the candida, or you're going to keep getting reoccurring candida. And, you know, this is like a personal statement, but like people think that you have to have, as a woman, a yeast infection to have candida, and that's not true. And that's why I never believed that I had candida, because I never had a yeast infection. But until you realize yeast is in your nose, it's in your eyes, it's in your ears, right? It's in your gut. It doesn't have to come out of any other space. It can be in one place. So, and I think that's the misconception with candida. So many men have candida. They don't realize it, right? And they drink beer or whatever. I think it's also situation specific. I think even, I'm sure you've heard of, what's the other one? Drawing a blank here with the stomach issue. It'll come to me in a second. But like the bad gut bacteria. I can't think of the name of it right now, but I'll think of it in a minute.
H. pylori?
No, I don't
like it. I'm drawing a blank as well. I'm not much help right now.
I'll think of it in a minute, but it closely mimics a candida. SIBO, small intestinal bacteria overgrowth. So that has to be tested through a breath test, which I've done like 90 times. But I've never had SIBO. So, but SIBO and candida can be very similar. Bloating, you know, but one's in your small intestine. When large intestine bacteria gets into your small intestine, another one is yeast. So the protocols, it's why it's like, I just recommend everyone getting like a, you know, a stool test and working with like a doctor who knows, you know, what they're doing. I think it's very important.
Absolutely. So what would be some things that you could say a good detox program is definitely not about? So before the show, you were saying some people will try and sell you detox as just being like, hey, take this shake thing for a week, and then you'll have detoxed, but you still go back to the same lifestyle where you created that problem with toxicity in the first place. So what would be some things you could share with people there about keeping their guard up on bad detox programs?
Yeah, like, I mean, don't take any supplements that are not, like, proven to work. You know, like, what was that, green tea coffee bean extract people were using? And, I mean, that, like, blocks your methylation. People were using it for weight loss. You know, work with your supplements. I have one person I work with on supplements. I don't even, I don't even work with my doctors on supplements. I had to find a woman who understood supplements, and I just do all my supplements with her. I listen to suggestions from my doctors, but I don't, because my doctors had me on hundreds of supplements, and I was like, this is like $600 a month. This is crazy, and this doctor is not talking to this doctor, and everything's interacting, and this is just crazy. So I think it's really about, you know, and like protein powders and all of that, like a lot of them are very high with heavy metals, right? Because they're all made from rice, at least here in the U.S., with arsenic. And like, just eat real food. Eat whole, organic, real food. And don't be afraid of fat, as you know. I mean, you need amino acids to detox.
On that protein powder note, I know all protein powders that are sold in Australia are cut with what's called hexamine, which makes it fluffy, so it doesn't stick together like rice, cooked rice. And hexamine is what we used to use when I was doing army training to light fires with.
Oh, that's delicious.
And yeah.
That's delicious. And the advertisements are sure like a girl in the bikini that's like, it was so funny, I'm sure you can relate. I can't even read magazines anymore because every advertisement is for some diet thing or some drug or like some skinny girl in a bikini like trying to say eat this or do this, and I'm like, this is so fake. But I think there was a huge point in my healing, and I don't know if everyone can relate to this or just people with chronic illness, but I had to be like, this, like, I felt like I lived in a bubble, because I'm like, ads on TV, ads in magazines, ads on billboards, like, this is all so fake. Like, none of this, like, what is all of this, right? Like, I can't eat any of this, and this is all just making people sick, but no one's realizing it because they're not chronically ill. And again, 5 years ago, if someone was running around being like, eat organic, I would have been like, get out of my way, I'm late for a meeting. You know what I mean? Like, so it's as sad as it is, that's why on my website and in my book, it's like, I'm not telling you what to do, but here's what's worked for me. And I just hope that, you know, I'm very vulnerable on my blog. It's not just recipes. It's like, you know, this is what I've gone through, and this is what, you know, what else comes along with healing. I mean, you're the same way. You're great with everything you do.
I'm blushing.
Oh my gosh, please. It's like the universe like brought us together, right? It's like, good energy, and we're all just trying to help each other. I mean, you're halfway across the world.
I know, how crazy is it? Love technology. Now, maybe the last question for you, what would be your top 3 or 4 or 5 how-to tips if someone wanted to start creating a detox-friendly lifestyle right now?
Ooh, that's a good question. 3 foods or 3 just anything?
Anything, whatever you want.
Number 1, eat organic. And you don't think you guys have GMOs over there. I'm not sure how that works.
We got GMOs.
Definitely. Oh, you do? Okay. I don't even know anymore. I tried to like stay away from the media and all that kind of craziness. Definitely eat organic. The next thing I would say is a water filter, 100% for your shower and bath, because your skin's your biggest organ, and it'll affect your thyroid and your gut, because your skin absorbs all the water. And the water that you're drinking, washing your vegetables with, that kind of stuff. And number 3, I would have to say, I know this sounds crazy, you know, there's so many different techniques like my sauna, skin brushing, all that kind of stuff. But at one point, you know, there comes a point where you have to pick one thing. Over all of that, I hate to say this because everyone's going to be like, oh, yeah, yeah. And I used to brush this off for 10 years. But like, say no and meditate and just be quiet. Even if you don't know how to meditate or do it, just stop. Like, I just had to learn how to like turn off my computer and go to bed. Like last night, I had a headache. I was not feeling good. I'm doing some detoxing. I went to bed at 8 o'clock, and I woke up at 9:30. This happened 10 years ago. It had been like, oh, my God, I have 400 emails. I have to get back to these people. I have to make breakfast. Now I'm like, you know what? This is you learning self-love. Your body needed 13 and a half hours of sleep last night, and that was amazing, and it's going to perform great for you today, and you're going to figure it all out, right? Like, I just had to learn how to be like, it's okay. Like, you're not going to be able to do everything for everybody and get back to everyone. And, I mean, I had to obviously make this interview today. This was like number 1 on my list. But, you know, it's like, just really, I think you just have to learn how to figure out what works for you and what you can do. And, you know, don't overextend yourself. Because that's a huge part of the healing, which I never looked into.
Absolutely. It does. It does make sense. I love that. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Amy. You've been a real pleasure to talk to today. For everyone out there who's listening, your website is thehealthyapple.com. There's lots and lots of good stuff that people can head over and read there. Have you got any closing comments you'd like to leave the listeners with on this topic of Detox 101?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me on. And I hope everyone found this, or, you know, people found this helpful. There's a contact page on my website if I can answer any questions. But I have over 300 pages, not only just of recipes on my site, but pages that go through every health issue and steps that I've taken and things to do. And as of March 8th, my book will be sold, so you'll be able to buy my cookbook and hopefully take care, of yourself with some of the detox.
Love it. Thank you so much for joining me, Amy. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you. Have a great night or a great day.
Yes, I will. Take it easy.
Raw Health Radio.